Will you join me in prayer? Open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, be magnified in our hearts and in our lives, that we would bring you glory in all that we do. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yesterday I was driving around, and I had a quick realization all of a sudden that I was driving. Has anybody ever had that moment where kind of... And I started to think about when that happened in my driving experience. That isn't something that happens when you first get your license, of course, that you realize you're driving. You know you're driving. And I thought about it, and coincidentally, yesterday was the 18-year anniversary of me getting my learner's permit to drive. I know it's an anniversary you all celebrate as well. I just randomly kind of thought about that because I remember driving around, not in a parking lot, but in a playground, and that would be really dangerous, except school was out, and so there were no kids out there. And I still think that there are black streak marks all over that playground from when I learned. I celebrated, as I think it was appropriate. I got an oil change yesterday. That's the Castrol anniversary, is 18 with that. But you know, when you get your learner's permit, it's you get to drive with supervision. And at first, when I first was learning to drive, it was my parents that supervised me. Now it's my wife's job to supervise me when I'm on the road, which I need. I could be angry about that. I need that because I tend to get lost really easily. And I don't have that guy problem that you know, I'm okay asking for directions. It's not that kind of lost. I just kind of get lost in thought, and I get just so distracted, you know, and I don't know. It's really hard to text and change the radio and eat and drive all at the same time. You know, I try not to be a distracted driver, but I'm a naturally distracted person. I just kind of, my mind sort of wanders, especially this time of year. I shared that a couple weeks ago that I get distracted in this season, and I don't think that I'm alone in all of that, because in this season, everything becomes the most important thing. And everything has to be so perfect. And goodness forbid, if something isn't perfect, you've ruined Christmas. And that's what it feels like sometimes. And I blame television and movies where each Christmas has to be a Christmas that you remember. And I've forgotten more Christmases than I will ever remember, I think, at this point. But you still feel like it's so important to make Christmas so special. And you get distracted. It's so easy to get distracted. And you get lost. And I don't know about any of you, if you've had the Christmas snap yet. I snapped a little bit earlier this week. I think I yelled at my wife for being too considerate of other people. That's not a good thing. How dare you think of others so much? But, you know, I had my Christmas snap, and I kind of got distracted, and I lost my way. I wonder if some of that that kind of distraction is just the way we live our lives. We are people who sort of celebrate, you know, the expression, it's not the destination, it's the journey. You've heard people say that. You know the kind of people that say that? People who get lost. Because that's the only consolation. If you get lost, it's about the journey, because and it's not like I found my way anyway, right? But I thought about this week. We don't really have jobs of completion anymore. We don't have destination jobs where you go from A to B. You know, you think about an electrician, a plumber, their job is to keep things running smoothly. My job is to not finish the church. It's just to keep it running. And that's kind of the types of jobs that we have now. We don't have destination jobs. You know, a good destination job? Shepherd. Shepherds are destination workers because they know they need to go from A to B. And the livelihood, the very lives of the sheep that they're caring for depend on getting to the destination. They need to look for signs and landmarks and all sorts of things so they know where they're going. No sheep in the history of sheepdom has ever looked to another sheep while they were dying and said, you know, I know we never found the destination, but it really was just about the journey, wasn't it? It's important for the shepherd to find the right destination so that the sheep can feel comfortable and safe and eat and have sheep babies and live as sheep do. It's all about finding the right destination. But still, it's kind of a weird choice. If I was writing the story, it's kind of a weird choice of visitors after a baby was born, right? I mean, why would God pick them? It certainly wasn't for the smell. It certainly wasn't their people skills. It seems like a weird choice. And I started to think this week about Joseph, how crazy this experience must have been for him, because everything is completely out of his hands. You know, his fiance is pregnant, out of his hands. He's told that he needs to go somewhere for a census, completely out of his hands. And then ultimately when they get to the town, there's no place to stay, out of his hands. And so finally Mary gives birth and she's exhausted. And he goes, what's that smell? And it's these shepherds that show up out of the fields to see this baby. That's exactly what you want as soon as a child is born, right? Shepherds to come up. Only thing worse would be a little boy playing a drum, which is another thing we celebrate. What's, you know, shepherds are a weird choice. And I started thinking about it this week, and I thought, you know, God, what are you showing us with this? You know, what is the point of these guys, these smelly, grizzled folks from the field? What are they doing when they come here? Why are you showing us this? And it hit me. If you consider the importance of this moment on earth, if you consider just what God was doing, that he came down as a baby amidst all of the messiness of our lives, sinfulness and selfishness, all sorts of busyness, there is so much room for distraction, and there's so much room for people to get lost in this moment. So if you were really considering who the best people would be to show the birth of Jesus, to celebrate God's glory, you're going to choose the people who are the best around at reaching the destination. Because their livelihood, the lives of the sheep, and their own lives depend on not getting lost. And in this moment, God wants no one to be lost. That's why God calls the shepherds. That's why God calls the wise men. He's looking for people who are very good at following the signs, following the star, reaching the destination. He doesn't want people who are going to easily get lost in the moment. God doesn't want anyone to get lost. And isn't that the point of Christmas? At the center of what we celebrate here is the very fact that God looked to our earth and came down because we look a little lost. Isn't that the point of his coming? Because somewhere along the line, we've lost our way. We have no direction. We've gotten distracted. We don't know the way. And that's why God comes to earth, because, hey, we look a little lost. So you have to ask yourself at Christmas, is that me? Did I get lost along the way sometime? You can always tell when somebody is lost on the road. They're looking for whatever sign they can find. They're irritable. They're angry. They're going to be the worst drivers on the road. They're always going to do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, that somehow the same thing I've done a million times is going to get me to my destination. Do you relate to that? Because the meaning of Christmas all comes down to God looking down upon us and coming to earth and saying, you look a little lost. Is that you this Christmas? Maybe somehow you've gotten a little distracted. Maybe you've lost your way a little bit. Isn't it interesting that when Jesus calls his disciples and he calls the people to come to him, to offer home to him, to invite them to follow him, the way, the truth, and the life, to reach heaven, he tells them, I am the good shepherd. God calls himself a shepherd because he knows the way to get them to their destination and to get us to our destination. And he tells us that no one will slip out of his hand. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, comes to all of us and says, hey, you look a little lost. And that's what Christmas really is. It's an invitation to follow him. An invitation to come home. Because after all, you look a little lost. Are you feeling lost? Do you not know the way? Merry Christmas. Jesus is here to invite us home and to bring us back to him. Let's pray. Father, you know the heart of your children here. You know that with all of the distractions and worries and anxieties and silliness of life, Lord, we can lose our way. Lord, we've gotten lost. You say, all we like sheep have gone astray. But you, Jesus, are the Good Shepherd who've come at Christmas to bring your people, bring your flock home, and to bring them to that destination that you have prepared for us. Lord, if there are any here that have never had the opportunity to accept that invitation, Lord, to trust and to follow you, invite them now to take that chance, to take that opportunity to trust in Jesus to bring you back, to come home. If you've lost your way, the Lord Jesus is inviting you to follow him. And Lord, help us to remember this Christmas that those who have put their trust in you know the way home. And that at Christmas you have come to bring us to that home. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.